In Australia at the moment, there's not much reuse of sewage water for drinking. There was a big debate about 2 years ago down in southeast Queensland when they were running completely out of water, whether they shouldn't put a system in place. At the moment, obviously, the what's the name of that big dam they're putting in? The Traveston Crossing Dam? It's one in the news from time to time. Remember the Mary River, they're damming that and they're putting a massive dam in. It's going to flood the whole Mary Valley, which is a very nice little valley.
They're going to do that?
Yeah, it's all going.
They can do it.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything different.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. They just bulldoze them as the developers always do. Yeah. No, that was about a couple of weeks ago. There's something on the news that, you know, they're at an advanced stage of the development process for that. They haven't actually started, but it's going through. There's no doubt about it. That then is their main way they're looking for. But they were getting desperate, and in times of desperation, they will consider even things that the Europeans have been doing for years. So in Paris, 60% of the drinking water is reused. And if you have a look at how the river system works in Europe, if you take, for instance, a decent-sized river here, like the Rhine. So I lived on the Rhine for a little while. I lived at Strasbourg, which is sitting here, which is not too bad. There's not too much upstream of Strasbourg, but by the time you work your way down the Rhine River and, for instance, you end up down here, then every one of these towns has got a sewage treatment system that puts its water back into the river at the end. So your water has been highly reused by the end of the day. In Paris, like I lived there for a year, and you just don't drink the water coming out of the taps. You drink bottled water in France for a very good reason. Otherwise, you are drinking sewage. The water quality in the main river in Paris and the Seine was very poor. Like, same thing in London. The Thames was in a dismal condition. In the Seine, then they went really high tech. The French are big on high tech. They went, right, we've got a low dissolved oxygen concentration. We've got plenty of liquid oxygen. Okay, they've got the technology. So they simply injected oxygen into the rivers in vast quantities to reoxygenate it. It's a very brute force way, though, to restore the dissolved oxygen concentration. After that, they then started dealing with the fact they had a high BOD in the river, and they should actually deal with the sources of the BOD. But this was a quick fix to put some fish back into the river. In Canada, they had same problems, but they come up with a friendlier sort of solution. So in this case here, there's an input of secondary treated water. That results in a decent BOD. The DO drops. To re-aerate the water and push the DO back up again, they simply use a weir with an air aspirator. So in the labs upstairs, when we've needed a vacuum, you remember what we do is we turn on a water tap and we produce a vacuum then by using an aspirator. So there's a venturi, a jet of water goes down, okay, and that then creates a vacuum. They're doing the same thing here. The motion of that water then creates a vacuum that sucks the air through the aspirator. We get bubbles down the bottom, and that effectively re-aerates the water. So lots of routes out there for